This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. Welcome to another edition of the Random Reminders. Inshallah, today I'm going to be sharing with you a true story. Once again, the one which was told to me by the same teacher who had given me the story, based on which I've made a video. Previous video, you can check it out. The link should be somewhere up here. The story is about an individual who went to Haram, or who went to Mecca for the last 10 days. And on the 27th night, he tells his friend, listen, it's one of the most blessed nights we're ever gonna get. Imagine how lucky the individual is whose janazah is being led in Haram. And he tells his friend, why don't we go and follow the janazah and get the ajr, as well as realize and actually visualize how they bury people in Mecca. So his friends, they looked and frowned upon him and said, listen, you know what, there's 5 million people. Are you really crazy? You wanna go out all the way to the graveyard and then come back? At this moment, he said, you know what, it's okay, I'm gonna take on the journey myself. He went, saw the Qabristan, saw the graveyard, came back, and he told his friends everything about what took place. He said, I saw this and that, and he was describing the whole thing. So on the night of the 30th fast, they opened their fast and they started driving from Mecca to Riyadh to reach home in time for Eid. Right after Taif, their car got into an accident. And they all died, except one person. This particular individual, he happened to be the neighbor of my teacher, and he came to my teacher's door, knocked at him, and he said, Eid Mubarak to you. Today is the blessed day of Eid. How are you doing? He said, you know this individual XYZ that used to be in our neighborhood? He's like, yeah, I remember he went with you for Umrah. And he went with you for Umrah in the last 10 nights. He's like, yes, that individual is no longer there. So the Shaykh, he got so happy and he said, Subhanallah, what a blessed death Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this particular individual, that he dies right at the end of Ramadan, and hopefully Allah has forgiven all of his sins. His neighbor looks at him and tells him, that's great, but I have a big task for you. The Shaykh asks, what is your task? He said, your job is to go and break the news on his family on the day of Eid about his death. So the Sheikh takes on the courage and he goes and he sees young children playing in front at the courtyard, and he rings the bell, and one of the brothers of this particular individual who passed away comes and greets the Sheikh, and he said, Hayyakallah, please come to my house. The Sheikh said, I'd like to speak to you in the car. They sit in the car and the Sheikh tells him the following. He said, there has been an accident and there were 3 people involved in it. I'll let you know more details as they get revealed. And he ends it off there and he tells the brother, make dua that it is not your brother. A few hours later, Salatul Maghrib comes in. The brother calls the Sheikh and says, what happened? Did you hear any news about who was these 3 people that passed away or that got into a car accident? He said, yeah, I got a little bit more news. It happened to be your brother. They are in the hospital, every single one of them. And I will give you a little bit more news about what happens, what has happened, and what's the condition of your brother and the rest of the brothers that were in the car after Isha. At Salatul Isha, the Sheikh calls these people to his house. Specifically this one, the brother of this individual, and he says, sit down. And he said, glad tidings, your brother has met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi idhnillah and insha'Allah with no sins. And his brother, he hears the news from the Shaykh and he's like, you know, he's not willing to accept it because it's the day of Eid, and how is he going to go and break the news on the family and all that. And the Shaykh tells him, before you leave my office and before you even pick up the telephone and call, here's what you need to do. Make wudu and pray 2 rak'ahs nafil and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help in this matter. The person, he frowned upon the Shaykh. He looked at him, he was like, you know, at this particular, why do you want me to pray? Like, what's wrong with you? Let me call. All these thoughts are going in. The Shaykh is like, you need to do this now. Stop thinking what you're thinking. Go and do it now. At this moment, the person takes on the advice of the Shaykh, goes, makes wudu, and prays 2 rak'ahs. The Shaykh says that this particular individual, he entered in the salah with a different face. And when he exited, when he said salam, he was a different person. There was no more sorrow, no more burden of this news on him. And he felt so good, and he started thinking something. The Sheikh asked him, what are you thinking? He says, I'm thinking how I can make all of my brothers go through this process of salah when I break the news on them. And the Sheikh is like, my house is welcome. You can call all of them at my house and you can tell them the same thing. By Allah, the Sheikh said, all the brothers, when they heard the news, this elder brother told them to do the same. Go and pray 2 rak'ahs before they go and tell the family. And they all got together, and the Sheikh said, it was as if they had heard a news of some strange individual, a stranger that they'd never knew, who had passed away. Meaning they had absolutely no sorrow and grief. At that moment, the Sheikh advised them, saying that, listen, your brother passed away in Taif. The closest major city is Makkah. Take his body to Makkah, for there is nothing blessed, more blessed than being buried and having your janazah read in Haram. The family takes the advice of the Sheikh. They go and they pray janazah on him in Haram. And after that, they all go home peacefully, having known that a huge number of people had made dua for this particular individual. When all of this took place, the neighbor who first came and told the Sheikh about the news or the death of this particular individual came to the Sheikh and said, let me tell you a little bit about this person. Do you know that when we left Makkah, we were about to open our fast, and he had just opened his fast, and he had Zamzam in his mouth when the car flipped, and he had not said a word other than La ilaha illallah before he died. This was the story of an individual who passed away, who was with us this Ramadan and is no longer with us. His last day happened to be the day of Eid. The question for you and I, what have we prepared with all due honesty for our last day? We don't know if it is going to be this Eid, if it's going to be tomorrow. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to upload this video. I don't know if I'll be able to walk out of this area and Malakul Maut can come and take my soul. So the question remains for every one of us, what have we prepared for us? Ourselves, what have we prepared for ourselves to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This Eid was the last day of Eid and the last day of this individual's life. Let us prepare for the last day of our lives. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruk wa atubu ilayk.